Good morning. There are some chilling parallels between Christian and Islamic fundamentalists. Both divide the world between believers and unbelievers, and by deciding for themselves who is saved and who is damned, they think they can play God with our lives. Both have also declared war on the secular culture of liberal democracy, the most peaceful and prosperous means of social organization ever devised by humankind. Both reject the separation of church and state, and they would set up governments in which their own views of divine laws would be enforced. A greatest concern, however, is their view of the violent end of the world. A common scenario is a great war in the Middle East in which the armies of God destroy the forces of Satan. Radical Muslims, of course, identify Israel and the U.S. as the forces of evil, but Christian fundamentalists see Islam as the ultimate enemy. The horrifying implication is that Jews, Muslims, and Christians of the Middle East will be the primary victims of this Holocaust. Some conservative Christians make yet another division, an ethnic one that declares that one culture is superior to all others. Michael Hill, founder of the League of the South, proposes that an independent neo-confederacy of 15 states would have the duty to protect the values of Anglo-Celtic culture from black Americans, who are a compliant if deadly underclass. A key word for the League is hierarchy, the God-given right for superiors, read white males, to rule over inferiors. In 1994, Moscow pastor Doug Wilson and Steve Wilkins of Monroe, Louisiana, wrote a booklet entitled Southern Slavery as It Was, in which they described the antebellum South as the most harmonious multiracial society in history. Two University of Idaho history professors took time from their busy schedules to refute this piece paragraph by paragraph. Both Wilson and Wilkins deny that they are racists or neo-Confederates, but Wilkins is the founding director of the League of the South. If Wilson has no sympathies with neo-Confederates, why is he associating with Wilkins, displaying the Confederate flag at his Moscow church and at school functions, and writing for Chronicles, a journal whose editors boast that they are all members of the League of the South? Christian nationalist George Grant, who believes in the death penalty for gays and lesbians, has joined Wilson and Wilkins at conferences in Moscow. Grant and Wilkins are promoting a novel entitled Highland, whose hero leads a violent overthrow of a godless federal government. Highland has been compared to the Turner Diaries, which inspired the bombing of the Oklahoma Federal Building. At a 2004 conference in Moscow, Wilson and Grant agreed with Wilkins when he declared that only property-owning males should vote. Always the jokester, Wilson added that democracy was like two coyotes asking a lamb what they should have for lunch. Another parallel between Christian and Islamic fundamentalism is a desire to make religious laws the laws of the land. In his regular column in Wilson's monthly journal, Greg Dickison, a Moscow attorney and member of Wilson's Christ Church, states that if we could have it our way, then there would be capital punishment for kidnapping, sorcery, bestiality, adultery, homosexuality, and cursing one's parents. Dickinson also quotes biblical passages that support slavery as ordained and regulated by God, death for apostasy, and cutting off a woman's hand for touching a strange man's genitals. Behold, the Moscow Taliban. These men condemned an Afghan judge for attempting to enforce the death penalty against a man who converted from Islam to Christianity. But if Greg Dickison becomes a judge in Wilson's theocracy, he would call for capital punishment for any Christian who leaves the fold. I have fought religious fundamentalism all of my adult life, primarily because I believe it is one of the most destructive forces in the world. These views do not deserve our respect nor tolerance, but call for our strongest condemnation. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, wishing you a good day.